operator.
Mr. Kissinger, can you ring my office?
Sure. Mr. Kissinger.
Yes, can you tell me any calls that came in this afternoon?
Yes. Let's start down here. All right, Chuck Colson, Gerard Smith, Saul Pett, Nancy McGinnis, and Xander Gowrie from London.
Who?
Lady Xander Gowrie.
Oh, yes, I'm wild about her.
All right, and we got a message from Marvin Cobb. I wanted you to know that literally from all over the country, especially from university areas, hundreds of phone calls have been coming in to CBS today asking for transcripts and tapes of last evening's special. Mr. Cobb said he doesn't think you realize how good you were. The response has been sensational. And then Frank Stanton called Mr. Cobb to say it was unbelievable. It was the most fabulous public service, and you should be terribly pleased. And Secretary Richardson wanted you to know what a magnificent job he thought you did last night on the Cobb program. And here's another note up here from Julie. Says, you are welcome to use Guido's apartment this weekend in case he doesn't speak with you before you leave. He wishes you well on the trip.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Is Scowcroft there?
Yes, he is. Come on, man.
Yes, honey.
You got everything off to Dupreenan, and you checked that it didn't refer to the November, but to the January.
Right.
Good.
It's all gone.
Well, he's all gone. Anything else of consequence?
No. No, nothing. No, a few little things. Nothing can't wait till tomorrow. Nothing significant.
Okay. Is Dick still there?
Yes, I think so. Just, do you want to talk with him?
Yeah.
Let me check, see if he is. No, he isn't.
Okay, I wonder whether somebody could call Miss Hoffman at 229-7325 and explain that I've been constantly tied up with the President and the Prime Minister, and I'm a prisoner and can't make any private calls.
Sure.
Okay?
Right. 229-7235.
7325.
7325.
Thank you.